Hello, Chief. Hi, Ed. Welcome to Port Roarus.
Anything new on Cellini, George?
Oh, nothing good, Chief. We have a report from Lagrange Satellite and another from Plato Observatory, and get this, Commodore Hanstein's on board.
Mm. Aboard Cellini?
Yep.
Does Tourist Commissioner Davis know?
Oh, he's taking it very personally, Chief.
I'll bet. Anything from the Duskies?
Afraid not. I'll have to pull them in soon to change crews.
Okay, but make it snappy. What does Lagrange say?
Even with computer enhancement, they can't see anything out there. I suppose all her lights could be out.
No lights, no radio. That would mean a breakdown of at least 10 circuits. What does Plato Observatory have to say?
Oh, it gets worse, Chief. At 1936 hours, they recorded a massive land slippage in the area of the Mountains of Inaccessibility. A violent moonquake.
Hell. So that's what's happened. A lot of activity?
Like nothing they ever recorded before.
Are there likely to be further tremors?
Well, they say very unlikely. Once the stress has been relieved, it isn't likely to happen again for a couple of thousand years.
The time's about right for Cellini to have been slap bang in the middle of it.
If they are buried under those rocks, they'll have had it by now. Cellini's hull would have cracked like an eggshell. Okay. Get the Duskies back, George. I'm calling off the search in the Sea of Thirst. Get them fixed up with metal detectors and gas sniffers and head for the mountains when they've changed crews. It's time to pick up the pieces.
Right, Chief.
Ed, inform Dr. Lawson on Lagrange of the news. Thank him for his help and all that.
Yeah, I will do.
That's it, then. I'd better speak to the administrator. And to Rex Davis, I suppose.